All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Is this Fred?
Yeah. Yep.
Hey, Fred. How are we doing?
Good, good. How are you?
I'm doing amazing. Thanks for asking. We got, you know, two more days and then, well, actually, one more day. Today's not over, but we got the weekend.
Right.
This year's pretty much done. So it's I can't believe how fast, you know, it's just crazy. The older you get, the faster it is. So.
That's for sure.
Absolutely.
That's for sure.
So, I know that you were speaking to one of our reps and then he mentioned that you have someone that actually is using our services to get them on Google, right?
Correct.
Gotcha. Okay, and do you know your friend's name that's using our company?
You know, it's terrible. I go up to the bus stop every day with him. I forget his company. I forget his company.
It's okay.
Yeah.
No worries. So I mean, the reason why is because I, you know, if you do remember and we get you started here, I want to give him a free month of service. So if you were to refer someone to us,
I'll get his.
Yeah,
gotcha.
If you were to refer someone to us, then you would get a free month and so forth. I just want to take care of those that, you know, obviously refer our business.
Yep.
So what we do in a nutshell, you're the owner of Watts Construction Masonry LLC. So there's a couple things.
Watts Elite Builders.
Okay, so I just want to point something out. Do you mind me just pointing something out?
Sure.
You have a Google Business profile, right? But in that profile, just so you know, it just shows us Watts Construction and Masonry LLC, just so you know. Yeah.
Interesting. That's my old business. It's an old company. Interesting.
It's under this number. So that's why, since we're Google partners, I'm able to see that, and that's popping up. So we can definitely get you verified again. So that way you're coming up as, you know, Watts Elite Builders. You know what I mean?
Correct. Okay.
So that's the first step we would do. And then I see you have a website for your company as well, correct?
I do. Yeah.
Okay, got it. So, yeah, in a nutshell, having your Google Business profile and having it optimized. So basically, I'm looking a little bit on what you're doing here in your website. So you're pretty much doing a lot of stuff, man. Like you're pretty hardcore when it comes to building. You're pretty much doing just pools, patios. I mean, you're doing pretty much everything. Framing, I see.
Mostly pole buildings and garages. Yeah, correct. Yep.
Got it. Okay, cool. Yeah, that's one of the things I need to do. I just bought an acre of land, a few months back and I got to build on it. I have a couple toys. I call them my car's toys.
I
definitely got to build a garage to keep them safe. Cause I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
The sun just eats the paint, man. It's crazy. So, that's something I got to keep conserved as well. But, I see the type of work you do. So yeah, basically the number one step would be getting your Google Business profile up and running and verified. Number two is getting it optimized. So once again, when people are typing in the type of services you offer, any keyword that they enter onto Google, obviously you would know that, you know, you pop up on that first page. Since you have a website, we don't have to build one for you, which is good. I'm assuming you like the website, right? What you have going on? I mean,
it's all right. I might switch it around a little bit, but,
It's the GoDaddy, I see. Okay. So you got that. And then what we would also do is, our packages come with, different things that are on included. So we would get you on, I know you've done Facebook, marketing, but I don't know if you ever done the Facebook and really tied them up with the retargeting with Google. Have you done that before?
No.
Okay. So I don't know if you've ever done a search or something on Google or Amazon, and whatever you were searching, for, it pops up on your Facebook feed. Like, has that happened to you?
Correct. Yep.
Right. So those are the retargeting ads. So that's what we would do with this package is when people are looking for a patio or a pool or whatever the case may be, right? Meaning like or a building, right? They would retarget an ad of your company on their Facebook feed. So those are even more advanced, and that's something we do. And then we would cover all the other holes that you would have, meaning like we would put you on Yelp, program you on Apple Maps because people, you know, have those iPhones. And then we would also get you on Bing, which is another search engine, and then get you programmed for the voice-activated searches. So I call for the lazy people.
Okay. Yeah. Yep.
Like the Alexa, Google Homes, and so forth, right?
Yeah.
We don't do any of the Instagrams or the TikToks because that's more for dancers and influencers. No one's going to be looking for a building or something getting done on that, right? So just to let you know, I mean, you know, I don't think
you're gotcha. Really
more of an older crowd
right.
uses Facebook.
Makes sense.
Google.
Yeah, right. Correct. Yep. For sure.
So
now, is this basically Google Ads? That's what it is? Because I've had Google Ads before.
No, I don't recommend Google Ads. Just to be honest with you, here's the reason why. You were paying per click, right?
With I Google believe Ads. So. You know, I didn't really give it a good run. I had tried it once or twice. Both people that were doing it for me didn't really have experience. They were setting up campaigns. The campaign
weren't,
you know, like it just wasn't set up correctly. So.
Gotcha. You know. It wasn't being optimized and ran correctly, adequately where it's getting the results. Okay. So
not at all.
Got it. Okay. So there's two options that you would have, right? So we sell Google Ads as well. We're Google partners, so we're pretty much open to the portfolio and platform. But I just wanted to be a straight shooter because, I mean, I like to really give you exactly what's going to get you a good profit and return on investment. Like, I don't want you just to throw a bunch of money at something that's really not going to work. Make sense? So in my experience in the 7 years I've been here, Google Ads are okay, but Google Ads work better for, like, the big companies like Samsung, Sony, Coca-Cola, right? Because it doesn't matter if people click on their ad. I mean, they got a lot of money, millions in advertisement.
They got the money to back it, yeah.
Exactly. With you, with, you know, companies like yours, you know, basically every time someone would click on your ad, then that's like $10, you know, depending on how much it is, you know, per click in the area. So, you know, you can literally have a competitor or, like, someone just clicking on your ad and your spend is just gone down the drain. There's nothing you could do to recoup that.
Yeah, correct.
See what I mean? So it's not as efficient. I mean, we can set it up if you like, but once again, there's two options you have. So one of the things that I love, and I think you actually put this in the notes, is Google Verified. So I don't know if you ever heard of Google Verified before by chance, or Google Guaranteed.
Yeah. My friend that I don't know his name. he's got that.
Gotcha. Okay.
He's got both of them with you guys, I believe.
Okay, perfect. Well, let me ask you this. Are you licensed and insured for the business?
Well, that's the thing. I am. I just, I literally just took my insurance off because now this time of the year, I don't work. I don't get many jobs. I took my insurance off. My other question was I was kind of switching gears with my business. I install pole buildings and garages. That's what I do. But I'm kind of switching things to just selling material. And all it is phone calls. I don't go anywhere. I don't leave the house. I just simply call up my lumber yard. I set up whatever. They want a 20 by 30 garage. I give them dimensions. They get everything together. I just sell it. I'm just working off my phone. Would I need the insurance for that?
Gotcha. Okay. So so are you doing any installs yourself at all whatsoever, or you're not yourself?
No. Not, you know, at this time, no.
Okay.
No, I'm trying to stay away from it.
Okay. So in that case, the Google Verified, that would, it's more for people actually doing the job, right? So the Google Keys, right? So one of the things I would recommend is getting your company and obviously optimized for the keywords. So once again, if you are, you know, if people are typing in building material, right? Or, you know, any of the keywords of
DIY kits.
DIY kits or any of those types of keywords, then we would program those in to come up as a top recommended option on Google, right? Then you can go heavier on the Facebook retargeting ads, so that way, you know, when people are searching for that you get another platform. The Google Ads, actually Facebook ads convert much better than Google Ads. Believe it or not, they convert 50% higher than the Google Ads. So for the Google Verified, in your type of, you know, niche industry that you really want to focus on, I wouldn't really recommend it just because it's not going to bring you as much. It's more for the people actually going out and doing the jobs. So, you know, this is, yeah. So you can go a little bit heavier on the Google advertisement, not the Google ads, but as far as getting your listing programmed and then getting that exposure in other platforms as well. That's what I would recommend. So for something like this, you're looking at, since you got referred to us, you know, I can probably do something similar to, I'm guessing if he's doing Google Verified, it's a little bit more expensive because they have to do an application for the background check. But if you, or give me 1 second, let me check something real quick, just to make sure. Give me 1 second, building. Yep. Okay. All right. Cool. Yeah. So yeah, I was right about that. Yeah. It's more of like if you're doing the setup yourself, it would definitely be good. But if you're just switching your niche on what you're doing as far as services, then this route I think would be more beneficial. So there's a $99 setup fee to get things started, and it's $299. Mm-hmm. So you're looking at $398 to start, and then $299 every month after that. So that's definitely the best price point to get you. And his package that he goes for, he paid if he went the Google guaranteed route, it's $549, and then it's $299 plus he's getting charged for those leads. So it's a little bit more expensive. But if he's actually, I'm assuming he's actually doing the work. I don't know what he does exactly, if he's going out there,
Now the guy I just talked to on the phone said he's getting me at $250. Is that still possible?
At $250, the guy that you just got on the phone.
Yeah.
Interesting. I wonder where he came up with that number. I mean, here's what I can do. Okay, if you're, goodness gracious, he's not even a pricing director, but okay. I don't. If he told you a price, I mean, it's like he doesn't even know what he's talking about. But you know, I mean, here's what I can do.
Gotcha.
We do have a $249 package. So what I can do is the following, okay? I can get your first month at $398, and then every month after that, I can break it down to $249. If that, you know, I can. We have what's called a legacy credit for companies that have been with us for a long time, and I'm pretty sure that's what he's referring. Those companies, if they've been with us for, because we've been around for 20 years, and if those companies have been with us for like 10 plus years, then we give them a legacy credit. So that's a $249. Usually our packages don't go below the $299. But if you were to, start, I can get you in at $398 today, and then your next month moving forward, I can get you in at $249. I can make that happen.
Okay. All right.
That's something that you're willing to move forward, then I'm able to do that. I mean, gotcha. I don't know why he's giving you price, but I get it. I mean,
yeah.
I mean,
But
at the end of the day, like if he told you something and it's like I don't want to, you know what I mean? Like I can work with you. You know, I don't want you to steer away from something.
All right,
that's really going to generate.
Gotcha. No, that's fine. So basically you're going to just take my website and just get it on Google and just get it up there. So when people type in DIY kits or metal building structures, metal structures, whatever, my website's going to pop up.
Yeah, well, so I just want to kind of help you understand a little bit better. So basically having a website is, you know, it's important, right? But having a website is like a billboard in the middle of the desert, right? So the thing here is having your Google business profile being optimized. So what do I mean by this, right? So what we specialize in is when someone is typing in, like you said, that search, we make sure your Google business profile populates, and then from there we attach your website to that Google business profile, right? So that's the most important thing. And then we're not only going to do that, but we're going to get you – it's all connected. So it's like a spider web, right? So when people do a search on Google, then it'll trigger ads to come on Facebook. It'll trigger ads to come in different platforms like Yelp, Bing. You see what I mean? So it triggers your advertisement to be all over the Internet when people are looking for your company or the services that you do. So that's the most important thing, right? Another thing I did wanted to throw out there, is did you make the website yourself or did you have someone do it for you?
No, I made it myself.
You made it yourself. Okay. So here's one of the, I mean, are you happy? Are you content with like how it's built out and looks by chance?
It's
You know, it's so-so. I know it's not the best, but I mean, it's weird. Like, I've reached out to people, you know, website designers, and they showed me samples, and like, I wasn't thrilled with theirs either. I was like, geez, mine's probably better than, you know, most of these people that are sending me samples. So, I mean, it's, right. You know, it's not the best. It's all right. I know I could switch it around. It definitely needs a little tweaking, you know. Like I said, I need to now make a page. I got to focus on just selling the kits right now. It's just got a few basic pictures on it. I would like to have more of, you know, like, I don't know how to say it, but examples, prices of buildings. A 30 by 40 is this. A 50 by, you know, like kind of, you know, I need to have it set up for online sales. Right now it's just, you know, so, like a business card.
Exactly. So here, I just texted, if you could put me on speaker, I just sent you a text message on a website, and I can throw this at no additional cost. So, we can use the same domain that you have, right? Because you own the domain through GoDaddy, and just have our template. So this website example, you have the home at the top, you have the services. So each individual service that you provide, they can click on it and it'll show that specific service, right? People can schedule an appointment directly from here. And you can actually, we can make it kind of like an e-commerce. So we can build it out so, you know, they can see the pricing on each individual kit and so forth, right? So people can leave you a review directly from the website as well. And then also people can contact you directly from the website. So the layout that you currently have is good, right? I'm not saying, but you know, you can customize this one and have what you're looking for, you know, kind of with the new services you offer. You see what I mean?
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
So once again, that's an example, right? Obviously, it's not going to be all yours is going to be,
right.
Of course, right?
Right.
Because right now, if you ask for my opinion, right, and I'm just going to give it to you, you're not asking for it, right? So your website, you're right. It's more like a business card. So it's kind of like a one page kind of scroll down. Here, each service and everything has an actual section at the very top. So then you have your services, your about us, your gallery, your contact. So then that way it's, you know, kind of all, people can click on each thing that you offer and then go into and find out a little bit more. So you can have like DIY kits, you can have whatever, you know, different objects or different things you offer, and then from there they can go in there and call you directly or schedule an appointment or so forth. So I mean, that's another option.
Okay.
I would be able to throw that at no additional cost. So that way you don't have to worry about it. You would have a technician to work on it for you. Make sense?
Gotcha. I think so. Yeah. Yep. I mean, I do now. I mean, mine's similar. Like if you go to mine, home services, now would you keep the GoDaddy or you would do something else?
Oh no. So what you would do, right? So GoDaddy is for domain. So you purchased
right.
the domain through GoDaddy. So you would keep that domain and we would put our template under that domain. So you don't lose anything you have already established. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So it would still be www.wattselitebuilders.com. That would be the domain, the name of the domain, and then obviously using this template. And you can, all the pictures you have here, you can put them on the new website.
Gotcha.
Right, so it's just an option, just throwing it out there, right?
Okay.
You know, just
okay. Yeah.
Things, right? So it's not like you have to do it.
I see what you mean.
Yeah,
right.
A different perspective, especially if you're starting new services, and then you're obviously wanting to change things a little bit more instead of from the building side to, you know, selling the kits and so forth. You know.
Yep. If you're confident in being able to land me jobs for doing installs, I wouldn't mind doing that. It's just, it's gotten so hard, with the installs that's I've been just kind of bailing on that idea. It's, for one, it's a lot of work. Yes, I would do it, but, you know, I would just, I would have to get insurance for you and everything like that. What do you need? Liability?
Yeah, so I mean, you're licensed under like a general contractor, I'm assuming, or
Yeah, and New York, there's not like a specific license, but yeah, correct. I'm registered with New York, correct. Yep.
Gotcha. So let's see. I'll tell you exactly what they're looking for as far as like the Google verified,
okay.
Google guaranteed. So I'm typing in their back office right now. Just your zip code is 10990, right?
Correct. Yep.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. So I'll tell you exactly what the requirements are for that. The cool thing about this is that it'll let you know exactly what the what everything is, so I don't have to like guess what they're looking for.
Yep.
Okay, so I got that here. Okay. All right. So what they're looking for as far as like the general contractor, and that what they're looking for a license, right? And then they're looking for a 250 in general liability. Yeah. The leads are a little pricey, but if you land jobs with those leads, I mean, it's $72 a lead, so that's not bad at all. I mean, like, you know,
okay.
So if you land a kit that you're selling for, you know, thousands and so forth, right, depending on what you're really doing, then $72 a lead, I mean, it's just really not much. The good thing about the Google Verified, Google Guaranteed is that, you know, you actually have an account manager with that, and then we make sure that they're quality leads. So if they call you for something you don't do or it's out of your, like, service area,
right. Even,
then they would credit you that lead back. So, I mean, that's something you
okay.
could always upgrade to at any time. So you're not, like, the door's never shut for that. You could start with this program to kind of get things going and then always get that going down the road. I mean, once again, whenever you're ready or you get that back in place for the – because what they do is they have you do an application for the Google Verified, so that application you they make sure to give you a background check that you don't have any like crazy stuff like murder or like you know like armed robbery, you know, within the past 7 years, and then they do for you to enter your license and all or your insurance and everything else.
Yeah.
Once you're approved, then that's good to go. So I mean, but once again, you can always do that later down the road. You can start with this packet, see how it's working for you, and then whenever you're ready to start doing that, you could do that as well.
Okay. So the package you're talking about would just put me, you would get my business up there on the top page of Google, though, is pretty much what you do.
That's correct. And get you in all the other platforms as well. Right. And then we also run a portion of ads with that $299, or I'll once again, I'll honor the $250 moving forward after this month.
Yep.
We include the Facebook ads, retargeting ads as well.
Okay. All right. The only thing is I just like I feel like my website is I like the way my website is. I just need I don't know. I don't know what the best thing to do is. I don't want to go into this not ready. That's the problem. I want to have my website set up with basically for like e-commerce. Like I want people to be able to click and buy, you know, stuff like that. I got to look really professional. It looks good. I like it, but it's not, I gotta basically set up another page or have my home page set up with, basically click, put things in a cart, stuff like that, which I know GoDaddy does provide that. You know, like I got the three little dots, I click on it. I could click on store, you know, I got a store, I could add things and stuff like that, but I haven't done any of that yet. You know, it says create.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it right now. Let's set up your online store. I've got to do that before I do anything. That's my only issue.
Well, here's the thing, right? So the number one thing you would have to do before a website would be getting you verified on Google. So once again, you come up for that other company or for that other name of the company.
Right.
So That is going to take maybe a week or so, give or take, depending on how, you know, to get that up and going. So you got time.
Okay.
I mean, we can always attach the website at any given moment. So that's not an issue. But yeah, you come out of Watts Construction and Masonry LLC. So what we would need to do is we need to contact Google and get you re-verified so that way it's showing up as Watts Elite Builders, right? So then that's what we would have to do. So getting that process done can take a little while. So, you know, if you get started now, and you can always attach your website, you know, whenever you're ready to get that going. So,
is that something you guys do or no? Like, I know you were saying you could tweak the website around.
do you also provide, like, can you build a new page like that, or is that not really?
Yeah, that's what I was mentioning. We can build a new page that has e-commerce capabilities, yeah.
Okay. And how much does that cost? Are you not charging me for that?
Well, for the simple website, we include it without the e-commerce. If you were to do the e-commerce, we would charge you an extra $200.
Okay.
And we would do e-commerce. Like, we actually have a company that builds mortars. Like, they do the, you know, like the racing mortars, and like they ship them through crates, you know? They do the e-commerce. So for $200 extra, we can program that in.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. That's not bad.
And then that would be everything. So you would, during an onboarding call, you would go sit with the technician and then go over your website, how it's going to look. You know what I mean? So, you can go over the layout, services, everything. So that way it's up and running how you want it to be done. And that's including the e-commerce, capabilities as well. You know, so that's not bad at all.
Yeah.
So if you were to go that route, you're looking at $598, because there's a $99 setup fee plus the $200 for the e-commerce, and then it's $299 to start. So you're looking at $598, but then every month after that, I get you in at $249, which is...
Gotcha.
And that includes the hosting and everything of your website, the ongoing maintenance and everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, can we start out, I'm thinking maybe just start out with, just that first package, and then I'll think about adding that other $200 with you. Can I add that on like next week? You got me at the worst time. I just dumped thousands into my truck and I still got to put more into it. And I'm like, and this is today. I had a mechanic here today. I put more, and I'm just like, I really wasn't going to spend any money.
You know how I was talking about, I mean, having some toys. So I got like a Mercedes S63, and I got a BMW M6 and a couple other toys, right? E46 BMW. And I just had to do the timing gasket on the S63. And that was like $5,000 for that just little piece of rubber.
Holy.
Yeah, I know. So, you know, I get you when it comes to cars, and you got to, you know, dump some money into it. So. Yeah, that's not a problem. We can start with this, and then so Fred, what's your last name? Well, is your name Freddie or is it Fred? Just want to.
It's. I mean, whatever. You know, it's. My real name is Frederick, but you can call me Fred. Whatever. You know.
I don't go by Frederick.
But.
Of course, I'll put the. You know, I'll put in the notes that you go by Fred, but I'll put Frederick just for account purposes. You know.
Yeah.
And then what's your last name, Fred?
Watts, W-A-T-T-S.
Okay, I was going to ask, but it's like I didn't want to assume, so. All right.
Yep. I hear you.
And then I got, so the number that we're on, the 845-324-3440, that's your, that's the number that you want people to call you on, right?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. And then, so I was looking at some of the things here as far as your website, and then one of the things that I saw here was, was no email, but do you have an email that you can I can have here for your account?
You know, I had a problem logging into my old email. I got to make a new business email. Right now, I just have a personal email.
Yeah,
it's Fred Watts. 31788@gmail.com.
Okay, cool. I got that. All right, so I got that down. And then so as far as the business, I do, like I said, I do see the Google business profile, but I don't see an actual address. We're not going to showcase your address, so no one – well, I don't know. Do you want people going to your house or you ship them out?
No, it's just private address. Everything's just – I'm just going to ship everything out. Correct.
No worries. Google's going to need a physical address, but we're not going to show it online. So this is just for them to send that verification.
Now that I have this opportunity, I'm like debating on just calling up my insurance company again and getting insurance. But the only issue is I'm not sure what kind of license you're talking about.
It just,
I mean, I've been in this business for a long time and I deal with building departments, this, that. I have everything. I do everything. I've never had an actual license. I'm not. I have no idea.
I can go into Google and so right now what the Google back office is kind of very generic. So what they post here as far as license, give me one second. It just says New York. All right, I'm going back to that. That portal that they have. I closed it out earlier because it. And, all right, here you go. So GB. Oops. Okay. Google verified. All right, let's see. Yeah, I can go into one of their technicians and go in the back office and figure out exactly, and I could text that to you, and you can always, once again, you can always upgrade to that anytime. So that's not a biggie right now, but I want to give you the right information.
Okay.
But I just posted in the back office, it's a general contractor's license is required, but they just put it that like that, exactly. And then it says insurance will be 250 internal liability.
Yeah,
so that's all they
nothing.
Really put.
That's,
yeah, that's nothing
yeah.
exactly. Usually people get like a million or million.
Million
but,
yeah.
So,
right.
But I'll go into their back office, and after we're done with this, I can text you the exact information, and that way it's better guidance for you. So that's not an issue.
Contractor's license. Okay. Yeah, because I would honestly, I mean, my website right now, everything is more set up for like doing the installs. I almost want to see if I could get this license within a day or two, and then just have you run me like that. I feel like I'm losing out just by selling the kits, but could be wrong. Not 100%.
I mean, so by doing this, what we're doing right now, the number one thing that Google needs also is to get your Google Business profile up and running and verified.
See, I'm on the New York State now, and it says New York State does not have a statewide general contractor license.
There you go.
So I mean, I've done big jobs, commercial jobs. I've done everything. I've been doing this for like 15 years. All right.
Yeah, so you should be good on that. And then once again, they usually put something, when they put something generic, usually what happens is they give you an actual breakdown that says class A, class B, they're very more specific when it comes to something like this, because it had to happen before. Like in Texas, I don't know if you knew this, but they don't require nothing. Like they only require insurance, so that's not an issue. I mean, were you thinking about doing like the Google Guaranteed application, or is that?
Not guaranteed.
Okay.
I don't know.
That's not a problem.
You know,
you can always do that. Once again, nothing's set in stone. You could always do it later on, or you can always add keywords. We can always change your programming. So I don't want you to really. A lot of clients really stress out so much on that. The number one thing first is getting your Google Business profile up and verified, because I'm pretty sure that's what we need to do as far as programming, and then everything will fall into place. The reason I was asking for the business address is to get you verified. Google's not going to, we're not going to showcase that online, obviously, because you're not a brick and mortar that people go to.
Right.
But they do need an address. So what address would you like to put here on file for that?
Okay. 50.
Okay.
It's ONDERDONK. That's road.
I see it. Okay.
And that, yep. Okay. Warwick, New York.
New York, okay.
Yep.
All right, Warwick, how far is it from, like, the city? Is it pretty, it's like, is it further out?
45 minutes, hour.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, I got family in Long Island. They live kind of like by Jones Beach. Yeah, so I visited.
Okay, heard of that.
Amityville Horror House. That was crazy.
Really?
Like that. Yeah. So my uncle is there, and he married my auntie is, she's a super hardcore lady. She's half Italian and half Conor McGregor? Where is he from? Scotland? Yeah, Scotland.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, probably. She's half Scottish and half Irish. Excuse me, Irish. And,
Irish.
And then half Italian. So she's hardcore. Like she runs the show.
Yep.
she took me around, and then she took me to that house, and I was like, man, I got this creepy little weird feeling, but It was pretty interesting.
Really?
Yeah. It was weird. It was weird.
That's cool.
Took a bunch of pictures. I'm like, I was trying to zoom in the picture to see if I see a ghost.
Right.
Crazy.
Huh.
All right. So we got that portion done. So I just want to ask you some basic information on the business. That way we get you optimized and really showcase correctly. So right now, once again, you're going to go more for the kits, right? And so help me with some options or for keywords or what do you want to suggest for the technician?
Yeah. Now how hard would it be to switch this over? Because, anytime I could just switch, I could do both, sell the kits and do the install.
You're not limited to keywords.
I see what you're saying. Okay. And you don't need the insurance or whatever for the kits?
No, I would still
have to do that. Okay.
No.
Okay. Gotcha. All right, so I would put DIY, one would be pole building kits.
Okay.
DIY metal buildings.
Okay.
Metal structures.
Okay.
Steel buildings.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm missing out.
Are you doing like
DIY? Not really carports, but you know, garage kits, DIY garage kits.
Okay.
Unless if you think I'm missing anything.
The technician, so this is just putting information for our technician. Once we get the onboarding call, what they do is they do the homework. They're going to go into Google's back office and really figure out what keywords are coming up for those suggested keywords we put on there. This is just to get some traction.
Okay.
So we're going to put it into the analytics system and figure out what people are actually typing in. Well, that's a cool feature we have. So we're not second guessing what people are typing in, or you know, we'll figure out other suggested keywords. And of course, we're going to ask you to see if that's something that you do. If not, then obviously we would definitely all, you know, change them up.
Okay.
I'm curious, how much is it to do like a metal building or like a garage
building or like a
structure?
Yeah. Just say you were to do like a 30 by 40. That would probably be around like 27,000, 28,000.
It's not bad. I thought it would be more than that.
No, it's not too bad. No, they're pretty cost effective. That's not including the concrete floor, but just the shell. But it comes with a couple windows, a walk-in door, stuff like that. Framework for a garage door.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, that's good to know. I mean, once again, I just got an acre of land, so I want to definitely build a garage kind of for my cars. I mean, I got a two-car garage, but that's I got seven cars,
right.
So I only fit two of them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy heck.
Yeah. So. Okay, cool. And then, as far as hours of operation, what would you say you would be open to taking phone calls?
I'm up. Not that anyone's going to call early, but you know, I'm usually available from 7:30 till 7:30 to 8 o'clock at night.
Perfect, and that's a really good time. And the reason why is because, you know, you don't want to limit yourself on hours for people to call you, because most people get off of work like 4, 5, 6, and then they start making some calls later on, you know. So I see a lot of clients that what they do is they put themselves from like, well, I wake up like around, I don't know, maybe 9, and then, from 9 to 3, I'm like, you're missing.
Right. I mean, you could even put 9 on there, 7:30 to 9 or whatever.
Okay.
7 to 9, whatever.
Okay. If you allow me, I'll put the 7 and 9. I think that would give them a good window of opportunity to give you a call.
Okay.
And then what would you say, Monday through Saturday, Sunday, or what?
Monday through Sunday.
Okay. All right, cool. I'll put that there.
Yep.
And then as far as areas, like, you know, how far, you know, kind of do you want to be found within that, you know, the area?
See, that's the thing. I mean, for selling these kits, it's all over. I can pretty much ship anywhere, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if that affects like the way things are, if it messes things up because it's too broad or.
No. No, we can work with that. We'll have a specific to be open and. I'm just putting notes here for our technician kids over the country. Okay. All right. And then, so, a few other questions here. By chance, do you have I didn't see a Facebook business profile. Do you have one for the, actually, yeah, I do. Never mind. I see it now.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. I should.
Yep. I see it now. Okay. Yeah. It has like, DIY kits and I see like a crane that's putting stuff together and three reasons to choose Watts Elite Building. Okay. Builders. I see that. Okay.
Yeah, I just tried that deal, whatever that app is that, what I forget that AI app, whatever they call it. That's how I got those photos.
The ChatGPT or that one?
No, it was a different one. Zealy or something? Something with a Z.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Veely. Well, I give you kudos, man, because I mean, you know, there's a lot of people that are stuck in like the old school ways of thinking. I was like, I'm just strictly word of mouth. I'm like, you know, word of mouth is great and everything, but you know, even myself, right. If someone were to refer me to a restaurant or even like whatever, like, hey, try this bar out, they have really good drinks or whatever. I the first thing I do is I just look up online. I want to see what other people talk, you know, like that's just how I operate.
Yeah.
So, you know, having that online presence is not only going to help you with the referrals, but just to have the online credibility. So that's huge.
Gotcha.
Cool. So we got that already. And then, okay. And then, so as far as the logo and everything, you got one already on your website.
Not really. I actually don't have a logo.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. You're right. Okay. I see that. All right. And then give me one second. All right. Yeah. I got some pretty good notes already here. And you don't speak any other languages, right? Just English? All right. Because they asked.
Right. Oh, yeah. No, I speak a little Spanish, but not enough to.
Yeah. Cerveza and tacos, huh?
Yeah. Right. Pretty much. Pretty much. Yeah, right.
I don't play.
Yep.
I try to learn Spanish early when, you know, my parents I'm third gen, you know, and like they try to teach me Spanish, so I'm like, yeah, sorry. No Nintendo.
Right.
But you know, it helps out, but it's like, man, it's just, I don't know. Never was really about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
So I got everything done here. So one of the things that we have to do, and then this is for one of our technicians to get with you on everything that we just discussed, to cross the T's and dot the I's before we start some programming here on Google, is get an onboarding call. Same thing that we did with your buddy. We do that with all of our clients. So I got availability tomorrow for the most part, open schedule, from 10 a.m. All the way to like 6:30 p.m. I don't know what works for you as far as that onboarding call. It's about 30 minutes long, so not too.
Probably 10. 10 is fine.
Okay, so I actually see I got a 10:30. Would that work?
Yeah, 10:30 is okay. Yep.
10:30 is okay. All right, so I just want to put that on here. Okay, and I'm gonna. I got that email that you gave to me with the 1788. So I'm sending you an onboarding invitation for that. So you'll get that here in the next few seconds. Local Splash. Okay, and then so the last thing we got to do is secure the listing, and then from there I have to read what's called the 90-second voice verification. This is for your protection, letting you know that it's everything's month to month and so forth. And then I get your invoices and all that good stuff. And tomorrow we have the client onboarding call. And once again, all these notes are not set in stone. So if there anything comes up, we'll let you know, like, hey, this is what we suggest, vice versa. If you have anything that comes up, you can always suggest any other keywords that you want to show up for. Okay.
Okay.
Now, to secure the listing at the $398, so I'm doing this for you. So the first payment is $398, then after that it's going to be $249. So I'll do that solid for you. So that way I'm honoring what the other guy said. So I'll
appreciate it.
No worries. So would it be a Visa, MasterCard, or American Express?
Visa.
Okay. So if you repeat those numbers, so I'll repeat them to you for accuracy, and then I'll get you going.
Yep. It's 4085.
Okay.
4040.
Okay.
3877. And 7821.
All right, so I'll repeat that for you. You got 4085-4040. I got 3877-7821, correct?
Correct, yep.
All right, and the month and year of expiration?
It's 0629.
0629, okay. And then the security code?
It's 067.
067. Okay, sounds good. So I'm updating this. I do want to ask you for security questions. So when we call you and they're saying, hey, we're Local Splash, you're going to have a security question. You get to choose from three options. And then when we call you, anybody in our company should know that answer. This is just for people trying to imitate us or, you know what I mean? So the question is mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. What would you like to choose?
What would you like? Mother's maiden name.
Mother's maiden name. Okay. So what is your mother's maiden name?
And that's McNamee. I don't know about the spelling. I believe
it's
M-C. M-C-K-N-A-M-E.
Okay.
Oh, it's a,
Gotcha. Okay. Cool. I got that there. All right. So, so if they call, right, obviously, you know, that's, I don't know if anybody will know your mother's maiden name, right, unless it's us, right?
So, right. Right.
We got that going on. And then, so this voice verification, once again, is just to cross the T's, dot the I's. If you have any questions, you can always stop me and say, Hey, Chris, can you repeat that to me? I'll be able to clarify that for you, okay? So I want to just go over it. So it does say, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. The call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's an added form of protection for you. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Okay. Right now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hmm? Yeah, Watts Elite Builders.
Okay, thank you. It says, please state your name and the title within the business.
Frederick Watts, owner.
Okay, thank you. And it says, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay, and are you an authorized user on the billing of the account?
Yes.
Okay. Now it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, or emails from Local Splash when necessary?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Now, it does say, we got to get you Google verified, right? So one of the things that we need to have as part of the verification process is they might ask you for basic information, right? So one of our technicians will let you know what you would need. So they might ask for, you might ask for pictures of work you've done or like a, tools or your even trucks or even business cards. You know, would you be able to provide that if necessary?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. It's very simple. I mean, if not, they'll just do a video verification. So it's nothing too crazy. So we do got you at a discounted rate. So the first payment, once again, it's going to be the $398, and then every month it will be the $249. So I'll be able to honor that. Joseph, so he got you that deal. So that's good. So, so
you know what it was from? They called me a while ago. They tried to get me to sign up. My buddy, the guy I go to the bus stop with every day with his kid, he pays $250, but like you said, he's probably a He's been a customer for a while. He signed up a while ago. So, I wasn't budging for a while, so they were probably like, you know what, let's just offer this guy 250 and see if we could get him to, that's probably what it was.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Yeah, no worries. I mean, I'll honor it for you. I mean, if he said that, I'm not the type of guy that says, hey, you know, I'm not. So we'll honor that for you. So you can discontinue your agreement at any time. All you would do is have to contact client support. And then what I'm doing is I'm sending you my direct number here, Fred. If anything changes for the time for the onboarding call, whatever, you can always call me, and then I'll be able to change that date. If you want to upgrade the website and everything, right, you can always call me and let me know. Or if you always want to upgrade to the Google Verified at any point, you can always call me.
Okay.
And I'll be able to do that for you.
What number did you call me off? I would like to save it because I get a lot of spam calls that I never know when to answer the phone anymore.
I just texted you my number. So that's
okay.
Yeah, so it's going to be from an 877 number. So I don't know if you got that through text message.
So I'll save this local. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, and then that's my direct extension. So for me, my name is Christian Hernandez, it says, hi, this is Christian Local Splash. Drive more traffic. Contact me at 877-635-6225, extension 247.
Yep. So now if Local Splash, like somebody else is going to eventually call me, it's going to be a different number?
It's going to be from an 877 number.
Okay, all right. I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Okay, so give me 1 second. And then did you get the invitation as well?
Through email?
Yeah,
or through the text?
Through email. I sent you an onboard.
Oh, yeah. Invitation from an unknown sender, Local Flat. Yep.
Yeah, there you go. So since we haven't had correspondence before, and then, so pretty much everything's done here. The only thing is, once again, I put a lot of notes for our technician. That onboarding call, once again, is going to be tomorrow at 10:30. If anything changes, you can always contact me and say, hey, Chris, can you schedule later on for today? Something came up, right? And I'll be able to take care of that for you. That's not an issue. So everything's set here. In a few minutes, I just got to change a couple of things here on the billing. Give me 1 second.
Okay. The only question I have for you is, how long does it usually take to get verified and get me on the top page of get the website on the top page?
Great question. So the first step we have to do is, once you get your onboarding call, is getting you verified. So what the technician is going to do is going to contact Google. We may need you for that. We may not, depending on what they ask for. And that's a very simple call. After that's done, right, depending on how fast we do it, that's why in the verification we ask you to be proactive in the campaign. That'll be by this week, hopefully, right? Today's Thursday, tomorrow's Friday. So then after that, the optimization will take place. So I would say about 2 weeks, give or take. So you got plenty of time to get that website going if you want to go that route. Or if you want our technicians, you can always let us know. Okay.
Gotcha.
So, we got everything here for the most part done. I'll be sending you an invoice here in the next few minutes. I have to just go into the back office with my finance director. So that way your payment goes to the $249 every month after that. So a code I have to answer, but I want to do that 100% for you because I'm not the type of guy that I don't keep my word. So you'll get that invoice here momentarily. Other than that, everything's good to go. Fred, is there anything else I can help you with right now currently?
No, I don't think so. I think that pretty much covers it. But right now you got me set up as basically sales on there for selling the kits, right? No installs
yet. That's correct.
You would need.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah. So
which I think I'm going to end up doing because I feel like I'm leaving a lot on the table if I don't go out on installs. Being up on Google now, I feel like this is my this is my shot to get some installs. I might as well do it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one of the suggestions. I mean, it depends on what you really want to do for the business, but. If you can do both, or even have a crew doing the building part and then selling the kits, I mean, that's best of both worlds.
Right.
You know, so.
Yeah, that's ideal.
That's ideal, right? But like you said, you know, I don't know. You sound pretty young, but you don't sound like you're out up there like in the 50s or 60s. I'm not quite sure.
Nah, I'm 30. No, 30. I'll be 38 in March.
There you go, man. I'm in my early 40s. Yeah. So with that being said, I mean, there's some guys that you know, kind of just want to sit back and just enjoy things. But in your case, I mean, if you can, you know, have it, have a crew do it, and then have it selling the kits, I mean, you're capitalizing on that. So, you know, obviously it's completely up to you. So, but yeah, that's correct. We have you for the kits for right now, and then you can always
talk. Cool.
All right, awesome. Cool. Fred, thank you so much for giving me the time out of your day, and, you know, we'll definitely be in touch tomorrow at 10:30, okay?
Sweet.
All right, enjoy the rest of your day. Talk to you soon.
All right, man. Okay. Take care.